A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage. At the Home Depot's Store More, Save More event, get an HDX four-tier shelving unit, a $30 value, now a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th, in-store and online while supplies last.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 through 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
Starting Tuesday, Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5. Matt Spiegel and Chicago Guy Danny Parkins middays 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Iowa this Sunday night at 6:30. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Cubs will be in the limelight through the weekend and into next week with their appearance at the White House on Monday. We'll carry all the festivities from the White House beginning at noon that day, and Joe Maddon is definitely looking forward to it.
We got to go into the White House. The whole team's going to be excited. I'm certain about all this. The fact that the president has the strong ties here in Chicago along with Mrs. Obama. So this is very fortunate, my third trip, but to get there with President Obama, the conversation we had from Air Force One after the World Series, and how excited he is. And he's got a bunch of staffers from out here, too, so it'll be a lot of fun.
And Maddon will be front and center all weekend long at the Cubs Convention. And Cubs Convention broadcast on 670 The Score are brought to you by Spot Hero. Reserve your convention parking with the Spot Hero app. In basketball, the Bulls will be shorthanded again tonight when they take on the Knicks in New York. Both Nico Mirotic and Jimmy Butler remain out with the flu. And speaking of Butler, the latest All-Star tabulations are out, and he is number 5 in the voting in the East. left at the front court position. Dwayne Wade is number two at the guard position. In pro football, the Chargers made it official earlier this morning that they are relocating to Los Angeles from San Diego, and for the next two seasons, they will play in a small 30,000-seat stadium in Carson, California, until a new one is finished, in which they will share with the Rams a couple of years down the road. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Neumail Medical Center. Discover the new you, NeumailMedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Barry Rosner.
Dan Bernstein.
This is Danny Bernstein, Jr.
on 670 The Score.
I don't know where Harry got the junior part. I never understood
that. Yeah, that's not
that.
Your dad's name.
No, it's not.
I like your dad. Dad's a nice guy. I don't know what in God's name happened to you.
There are some people who may have been new to the station that hadn't heard that some of that Harry Carey stuff before Tanny started playing it. But yeah, when I was, what was I, 11? I got the opportunity to spend an inning in the radio booth. It was actually 6:70 a.m.
WMAQ?
WMAQ. It was this very frequency. And it was a typical thing, a charity auction kind of thing. And mom and dad gave money to a charity by giving me that opportunity to sit in with them. And then, years later, to work with Jimmy Pearsall as a Score baseball expert, I was telling the story that when I said, hey, get that kid out of here. What's he doing? He didn't need to be here. But Harry could not have been nicer. Could not have been nicer. Just he asked me a bunch of questions. He put me on the mic. He was delightful, and I didn't know. But with getting that chance, you spend all your evenings listening to those games and on the tiny little radio, and you have it on even after you're supposed to be in bed, and learned a lot about baseball listening to him.
I was very fortunate, very very fortunate, because Harry had. He had his moments. I mean, he wasn't great to everybody. There's no hiding that. Certainly not to, not Jake Levine. You remember the whole Jake Levine thing?
Jake Levine?
Josh Lewin.
Oh, he called him Jake Levine. I know what he did to Josh was unforgivable. I didn't know he called him that.
Though. And that whole season, and Josh was trying so hard. And one day, Josh came in. He had been gone for the weekend. He came in and he sat down next to Harry. Harry's filling out his scorebook and never looked up from it, and Josh started talking, and he said, Harry, I just came back from my grandmother's funeral, and, it was a tough weekend, but I just wanted you to know that she was a huge Harry Carey fan, and she watched you every day on TV, and she listened to you, and I just want you to know that her years toward the end, as rough as they were, you brought joy to her life, and even though she's passed, I wanted you to know that you did some really nice things for her. And even though you didn't know it, and I'll always be grateful to you for that. Harry never looks up from his book, puts his pen down for a second. He says, yeah, all my fans are dying. Picks his pen back up and starts writing in his book again.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Who's the raging bull, Danny? Do you know?
Greg Luzinski.
You're right.
Not a hard one. Come on, give me something tough. Jeff is.
But
out
I was
today.
I was lucky because he was incredibly nice to me throughout all those years.
And Jeff is on the score. Hi, Jeff.
Hey guys. Good afternoon. I just wanted to share a couple thoughts on what is really kind of strange and different from being a Cub fan. First of all, it seems like the offseason just hasn't ended. Obviously, playing into November. With the convention this week, it seems like they never quit. And with them starting in about 5 weeks, it's just strange how they.
That's strange how callers tend to.
Jeff has just run off of I-74.
That's where he said he went. Where's I-74?
I don't know.
I was just thinking about that. That's what it said, and now I don't know what that is.
Well, someone check I-74 somewhere.
It's definitely something that runs.
That's Indiana.
It runs east west, because this is how dumb I am. Remember the bit that we did called Who Knew, based on your thing about pickles and Q cucumbers and not knowing that they were the same thing, that a pickle was just a pickled cucumber. And we said that it was bits of information about which we were embarrassed to realize late in life. And I did not know until relatively recently, or I hadn't really put together that the U.S. interstate highway system. And I knew that if there's an odd number at the front, it's a spur. If it's an even number at the front, it's a bypass, like 294 as opposed to 190, that kind of thing. I did not know that even numbered interstates run east-west and odd numbered interstates run north-south. Seriously, I'd never put it together.
Did you know that, I would hope you know this, having lived in the city of Chicago for some time, that odd-numbered addresses are always on the east side of the street.
That believe it or not, that I had.
Okay.
I had that kind of figured out, but I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I never knew that, even having spent enough time on the U.S. interstate system driving from Chicago to North Carolina and from North Carolina all the way down I-95 south to Key West and places, and rambling on various roads on buses with minor league sports teams. I just never put that together.
Well, I-74 appears to start in Wilmington, so I'm surprised you never ran across it at some point.
In Wilmington, Illinois?
No.
Wilmington, Delaware?
In the Carolinas.
Oh, Wilmington, North. That's Michael Jordan's from Wilmington, North Carolina. No, I had...
And then it, well, it goes...
It goes through Champaign.
Wait, it gets from North Carolina to Champaign. Okay. All right.
74 goes through Champaign.
Okay. Thanks. That's, now I know. I'll forget.
Rand McCaffrey back here for you.
Thank you, B-Mac.
That's a better name, actually. Rand McCaffrey. Now, that's more of a... That's like a national news anchor name.
We're Irish.
Rand.
That's way too Protestant.
Too waspy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's name him Rand. I almost said something bad. You know exactly. Because I know your impersonation, and I almost said for F's sake. Rick is calling from Indiana. He's on the score. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Dad, how are you?
Okay.
I just want to let you know I-74 runs through Peoria and Champaign.
Okay.
And apparently Bloomington.
And
is that true?
That's true. And also Santa Claus, Indiana. You know where Santa Claus is, right?
That's the hometown of Jay Cutler. I don't know where it is, but I know what it is.
It's off the interstate, but,
as are many things.
And, of course, I got...
Yes.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
I got dozens of tweets from people who actually have the picture. They immediately located the picture of someone flying the W in Antarctica.
Seriously?
Yes.
Because you had mentioned this, I think I've seen Machu Picchu, and I know a friend of mine, his son was celebrating in Iceland, was watching it live in Iceland in a bar with a bunch of other Cubs fans in Iceland. Didn't know they were that big in Iceland, but I guess so. So it's been everywhere.
And of course, Ramblin' Grimace is coming up with many of his own versions, which are, I think, maybe not entirely accurate.
You talked about Wicked Tuna and the tuna market. Magic Irvin Johnson said, I have been to the market in Tokyo, the Tsukiji fish market, seafood heaven. My girlfriend and I went bleary-eyed and jet-lagged at 5 a.m. as everything came in, and it is fantastic, especially the tiny sushi stands that are right next to the market. You're getting the tuna out of the nets and into the roll. See, I wouldn't, if it's that, I'm not getting a roll. If it's that fresh, I just want the slab of fish and maybe a little bit of soy and a little bit of wasabi, maybe. But if you're talking about that level of quality, I'm not rolling that thing up in seaweed and rice or anything like that. No way. Because there are fish you can, and this is what I've seen too. Someday I want to do this. I want to go with, I think they do it off of Hawaii. There are a couple places where you can do some reef fishing with the guys who are preparing it right on the boat. They've got a little fillet table right there, and as you catch it, they slice it up alive and you eat it.
You think they have donuts?
They don't have donuts. What do you want donuts for? If you're getting freshest,
I like donuts.
I know you do. It's like the Louis C.K. bit about the people who say, "I'm hungry. I'm hungry." Like, no, you're not hungry. You feel hungry. You feel like you want something to eat. I'm starving. No, you're not. He said, you ever think that the kid in Africa with the ribs showing said, I'm just, you know what? I'm starving. I'm starving right now. And then he said, no, you don't. He goes, that you have first world hunger. That is, I feel like having a donut. That's first world hunger. It's not third world hunger. He said, because you think that those kids that they show on the late night infomercial are saying to each other, oh my gosh, I'm starving. Aren't you? Yes, I am too. I'm also starving. And then he said that that's the only voice he does. He said, get used to that because I don't do any other voices other than that one. Yeah, I would have that on my list of going to the Tokyo fish market at some point, someday, when we're able to travel again and do some of these things. But yeah, that would be, that's a bucket list.
Don't you think we could solve some of the world's hunger problems with our geese solution?
We had it. Yes. We had it. We'll do it.
It's got to be a project for 2017. And I think we start by cleaning up the golf courses.
Get the geese off the golf courses. We run them over. We kill them. We cook them. And we
got to get to them before the coyotes. Although I prefer when the coyotes get the eggs.
That's even better.
Yes. Because that prevents more of them.
I've actually been told that the Canada goose eggs are delicious. I'm sure they are. What eggs could be bad? I mean, I've had every kind of fish egg, and every one is better than the next. They're all good. And I mean, duck eggs are phenomenal. You ever had a pancetta with a warm, soft duck egg?
Who do you think you're talking to?
It's like a carbonara. It's pancetta, and it's like a, oh my god, what's the name of the place? They do a duck egg carbonara that's just to die for.
Do they serve donuts?
And my friend would like a donut. You know, hey,
out the door, through the window, out you two rummies go.
You know, I'll give you a lot of credit. It doesn't take a lot to make you happy, but wherever you are,
I'm a pretty simple guy.
If you get a donut, you're all right. Some guy's field dressing an elk and preparing it for you. And
I got a bag of Dunkin' Donuts.
Not even, no, it's like the gas station six pack of powdered donuts.
I like the chocolate ones. I like the chocolate covered ones.
The Dolly Madison ones. You know?
Well, those are really good. That's kind of a staple on the road. Like when you stop to get gas and you see the six pack of chocolate donuts.
No, Abaticola's corrupted me when it comes to that. You got to go Slim Jim and Funyuns.
That's fine.
Slim Jim, Funyuns, Munchos.
I'm getting the donuts too.
But you're getting the donuts. You probably like the ones that have been sitting a while.
Crunchy. Yeah, kind of crunchy.
I'm also a sucker for the abandoned hot dog on the roller thing.
Oh.
Because it's lonely. It just wants a little bit of love. It's like an adopted puppy at that point. You know, it's making the face at you like, oh, I'm just a sad hot dog at 7-Eleven.
I really like hot dogs, or I should say I used to.
And it's over salty.
I got a hot dog at Shea Stadium once, post game. They had a pretty nice, it was not a bad post game for the media. I wouldn't call it a spread, but there was always beer and there was always hot dogs and some. I got a hot dog and bit into it. And I'm going to refrain from saying exactly what it looked like what I bit into.
It had to be better than a Dodger dog because.
Dyer dog.
Dodger dogs are brutal. I was all excited to have one. I have one.
Yeah, but hot dogs never been the same for me since then.
Ever, really?
Yeah.
It was that traumatic?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, I could see it. I could see it right now. What was in there?
Ugh. Was it something like a used Band-Aid or something? I mean, that's happened to me. That happened to me at a fast food place.
I don't want to spoil it for everyone.
Okay, that's probably nice of you. He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. We got football talk after the bottom of the hour with Dan Pompey. Looking at a weekend's worth of games, Brian Billick will do the same with us at 4:40. Dan Pompey might also have some Bears stuff with Jordan Howard going to the Pro Bowl. Yay!
Whee!
Yay! You have the score.
670 The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for the NFL playoffs through the Super Bowl. The postseason continues with the divisional round Saturday. Seahawks at Falcons starting at 3, followed by Texans at Patriots. And on Sunday, Steelers at Chiefs at 11:30, followed by Packers at Cowboys. Get all your NFL playoff action here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. This just in, Tim Tebow did not get an invite to participate in Mets spring training. Right, and neither did I. This isn't news. This is expected. 194 batting average, 20 strikeouts and 62 at-bats. Of course he did not get an invite. He's a crummy baseball player. But this decision was never about baseball. It was a pub grab, and more importantly, a cash grab for Tebow and for the Mets. Tebow is baseball's bearded lady, a baseball lobster boy. So you throw your tents back up and you don't forget your mission, to use each other to make stacks. That lifetime Bobby Bonilla contract is not going to pay for itself. And you know it's just a matter of time before Tebow moves on to pursue his basketball dream or tennis dream or hockey dream or bobsledding dream. So fire up the circus before he makes that decision and get as much money in pub as you possibly can. I'm Jim Rome.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and TE Cafe. Limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 1/11 to 1/16. Some exclusions apply.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas storage. Before you head up the ladder to the attic, head to the Home Depot Store More, Save More event for Sterilite 64-quart latching storage totes, a special buy at just $6.48. You'll save $2. They're clear, so you'll see everything you've packed away come next season. And at this price, you can pack away, well, everything. The Store More, Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in store and online while supplies last.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 through 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us? Turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
At David's Bridal, you'll find dream dresses that match your style, size, and budget. Right now, select wedding dresses originally $300 to $600 are just $99. And select designer wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600 are just $499. Plus, take $20 off bridesmaid dresses. Nothing should come between you and the wedding of your dreams. This amazing sale ends January 17th. So make your appointment at David's Bridal today.
The Home Depot has a new idea, free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees, just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness. with flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This week's most popular music. 35 years ago. 1982.
Number 3.
The Jay Giles Band, Centerfold.
Yeah, just been sold. My angel in the centerfold.
Number 2.
Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You.
I've been waiting.
Number one song this week, 35 years ago in 1982, Olivia Newton-John, Physical.
Doug Gottlieb, Show Rosanna.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
That is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, nothing like Bulgarian hockey stories. How long have I said that? For how many years have I said?
I think the first time we did a show at the Lantern, brought it up.
Absolutely. Always talk more Bulgarian hockey. Stop talking Bulgarian hockey. Well, actually, it's been a lot of baseball top of mind because of the unique nature of this Cub convention that is starting tomorrow. That's going to contain all kinds of WSCR programming. Cubs convention broadcast tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes and Barry Ross are going to be there 1 to 6. Ronji and Ostrowski from 6 to 10 at the Sheraton Grand Chicago. And then inside the clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Mark Grody and Mike Esposito. That will take us
into Hit and Run Sunday morning.
Hit and Run Sunday morning, and then all four football games this week and all four NFL playoff games via Westwood One going to be heard right here on The Score.
But Sunday morning, always fun at the convention, too, because it's a quieter time. Things have started to slow down a bit. And you never know who's going to walk by and stop in and join us.
You never know, and many of the players are extricating themselves from the pile of whoos, and they finally making their way down. No, I'm kidding. Kinda. Not really. I'm kidding. Not really.
Stop!
Sometimes.
Stop it!
Well, maybe not this fan convention. There are some fan conventions where that would be true. Because I know what the players actually, how they referred to the convention when speaking to each other.
Let's move along.
How was your pile of whores? Fine, how was yours? Great. That's a large pile of whores. Boy, someday when I have no cares left to give, I've got some Bears stories I got to tell that are just unbelievable. But that's for another time.
You know, I get asked all the time, when am I going to write that Cubs book? You know, that Cubs book.
That one.
And I'm just not sure what the upside is. I mean, for you, there's an upside for you because you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, but probably wouldn't enjoy the aftermath. And
yeah,
I'm not
sure that there's any great reward in that.
I don't think so. I think there's just great reward thinking about it, thinking about some of the things that you saw and a door opened and said,
the time in,
did I just see what I
Yeah, the time in Houston where a major league player was with the wife of a major league pitcher from another team. Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And
it happens.
You look as you walk by, you see them come out of a room, you look at them, and you look back, you do a double take, and you just keep on walking and try never to think of it again.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like The Shining, where you get these like a hotel room door might sort of, oh, and you look and like, is that? Oh, okay, yeah, I guess so. All right, and then you go get something to eat or whatever.
My mind is a flutter with ideas.
Larry says the Cubs championship run in 2016 is remarkable for a lot of the reasons you've been talking about today. What stands out to me in particular was their attitude that they had the capacity to win any game, no matter the situation, until the most crucial time. Game 7 of the World Series. The only time they doubted all season was at the time they needed to believe most. So the image of Anthony Rizzo in complete disbelief standing on third base after they took the lead takes my emotions to a higher level, knowing that just 20 minutes before, they allowed themselves to feel vulnerable for the first time in the entire season. Yeah, that's part of that's where that came from. That's why that was coming from such a real place. And the discussion early on in the show and some of the feedback that we were getting from you, the Cubs fan, is the balance of these next 3 days being between a continued outpouring of appreciation and love for the 2016 Cubs and this marking point with Joe Maddon saying this year and this team and a new mantra, a new motif. He's talking about authenticity being something that repeats itself effortlessly and that it sounds like that's what it's going to be. But
is that an attempt to keep guys focused on being a team guy and doing things the right way?
Partly.
And making certain that guys don't get too full of themselves or start thinking about their endorsements.
When I picked up the Tribune today and saw this whole thing, and I'm not doubting that Kyle Schwarber is going to lose an ounce of authenticity, but you brought up the 85 Bears. We had an emailer bring up the 85 Bears, and when the Bears themselves and Mike Ditka talk about what happened.
But they lost because they didn't have a quarterback.
I agree. But what they talk about
they lost because Mike Ditka stopped running Walter Payton in the second half against Washington.
They talk about the cashing in.
And let Doug Flutie throw it to the wrong team.
They talk about everybody talks about the cashing in. All of the endorsements.
They did.
And Maddon may indeed, when talking about authenticity, there may be a hint of that. There may be a hint of a reminder of keep being who you are and don't go all Hollywood on us here. That you can enjoy. But I'm sure there is some of that when he is reminding a young team to remain authentic. Probably. I don't think that's a misstep on his part, just to keep them aware of everything. And they handled it last year. You know, Chris Bryant was everywhere to be seen. Anthony Rizzo's selling stuff.
Well, the good news is the guys that they generally select to be a part of this team are young men of extraordinary character who do put winning above all else. And that's a very good thing.
Scoreboard update.
3:31, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Iowa this Sunday night at 6:30. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Let's start with some baseball news, and you'll now start to see some players signing or agreeing to one-year deals as the arbitration season is underway. The Cardinals have agreed with first baseman Matt Adams at 1 year at $2.8 million, and the Indians with pitcher Trevor Bauer, 1 year, $3.5 million. As for the Cubs, their convention comes up tomorrow. We'll have live broadcasts throughout the weekend, and the team will be at the White House on Monday. We'll carry those festivities at noon that day. Turning to football, and it's been a busy day out in Los Angeles. It started with the official word that the Chargers are relocating there from San Diego, and now comes word that the Rams will make Sean McVay not only their new head coach, but he will become the youngest head coach in NFL history. He's just 30 years old, and he comes over from Washington, where he was the Redskins' offensive coordinator. Home by Verizon is all the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Plug it in for amazing features like emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, vehicle location, and more. Upgrade your car with Home today at home.com. Home, put some smarts in your car. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So Champagne Al thinks he has a way of looking at where we are in the maturity of this Cubs celebration leading into the convention. And he says, I think that this is broken down into acts. Act one, the days immediately following the win. Some common traits included men crying, hard drinking youth, people making the voyage to Wrigley to write their name
on
the wall.
Or hard drinking older men also crying.
Act one ended around the time they took the power washer to the Wrigley bricks. We're currently nearing the end of Act two. The star of Act two is holiday gift giving season. How many Cubs flags were gifted? I myself was the recipient of some wonderful books I'll probably keep for the rest of my life. Yeah, that's another thing, that those books will probably stop coming here. The I know what it's like to be a Cub fan with my dead grandpa. I wrote a book.
Yeah, there's like one a day arriving.
Oh, my God.
One a day arriving at the office.
I poured my heart and soul to this. This was a book that I wrote about my uncle being a Cub fan, and then he died. Act two wraps up when the Cubs...
What's that noise? What is that? What is that noise?
I was doing this mechanic. So Act two wraps up when the Cubs report to spring training. Act three is spring training. Cubs fans from around the world will journey to the desert in droves. Mesa will see a record number of visitors in February and March, and I promise you, there will be a Cubs special interest story almost daily from all the networks. CBS, the Booyahs, probably even MTV will be dying to tell their viewers about anything and everything Cub. Then Act 4 is the upcoming season itself. Cubs road games will see record attendance, the crowds outside Wrigley larger than ever, and the celebration will go on until A, the Cubs safely secure their place in the 2017 postseason, or B, one would safely assume the Cubs would miss the 2017 playoffs. They're not missing the playoffs. Not unless there's some sort of
it could happen.
Horrible explosion.
It could happen. Your pitching staff has pitched a lot of stressful innings in October and November the last 2 years. That is not a great formula, which is why they're trying to add Tyson Ross and why they might go with a six-man rotation for a significant portion of the season. That's your biggest fear. I mean, your concern, if you need to have one, would be how is the starting rotation going to hold up?
River North, this is Matt on the score.
Hey, fellas.
Hey,
Barry, I remember that game when they lost to the Redskins. I was watching that game with a bunch of Redskins fans, and they were terrified of Neil Anderson because he was running the ball much better than Walter Payton. And the Bears lost because they couldn't cover Art Monk. He kept burning him for two or three touchdowns, didn't he? And they weren't getting to Schrader. I mean, they lost by 14 points.
Art Monk had two TDs, but the Bears led that game at halftime.
Yeah, but then he got blitzed in the second half.
Yeah, because Flutie was horrendous. And rather than run the football, regardless of whether it was Peyton or Anderson, he decided he wanted Doug Flutie to be a star. That was a Ditka decision, and it backfired terribly.
Coming up, Dan Pompey is going to give us his thoughts on the football weekend, the playoffs, the Bears, and such things. So keep it here. You have the score.
Hey, Chase and Goff here announcing the score's new afternoon show, Bernstein and Goff.
Starting Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. I'm teaming up with Dan Bernstein. He'll give you all the analytics and the war and the value of players. And I'll talk to you like a human being every single afternoon. 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Some things gonna change around here.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe. Limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas storage. Before you head up the ladder to the attic, head to the Home Depot Store More, Save More event for Sterilite 64-quart latching storage totes, a special buy at just $6.48. You'll save $2. They're clear, so you'll see everything you've packed away come next season. And at this price, you can pack away, well, everything. The Store More, Save More event. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 29th in store and online while supplies last.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 through 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
Advice.
Size coffee freshly brewed every 30 minutes for $1. Or delicious small mocha, latte, or hot chocolate for $2. Buy 5 McCafe beverages and get one free on our app. For a limited time, $1 any size hot coffee. Only valid for a la carte offers. McCafe Rewards is valid through 12/31/17 and participating U.S. McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Hey, Megan. Let me get a McPick, too. Oh, excuse me. Grab lunch.
What was that?
I have McPick hiccups. They're like hiccups, but I get them whenever I get a little... Let me get a McPick, too. Hungry. The only cure is to go to McDonald's.
Well, I was in the mood for it. Let me get a McPick, too.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Oh, no.
Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's football, mister.
Dan Pompey.
He's probably the most polarizing player that I can ever remember. He sometimes goes from savior to antichrist in the same series.
Covering the NFL for over 30 years.
You know, you always see this talent and you think we can do more with him. That's been the downfall of a number of offensive coordinators.
Writer for Bleacher Report, 670thescore.com and The Athletic.
Being able to educate readers and bring them to a higher level of understanding of the game.
Pro Football Hall of Fame writer.
Not just taking what a source or what a team wants to give you, but digging beyond that.
Dan Pompey on 670 The Score.
Dan Pompey's on Twitter at Dan Pompey. You read his work at The Athletic here at 670thescore.com. You have heard him all year as part of the pregame show. He's with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. And we got some breaking news to talk about, that it appears the LA Rams have found their new head coach, and he is the youngest head coach in the history of the league, 30-year-old Sean McVay. Is this visionary? Is this high risk? How would you describe what the Rams are trying to do?
All of the above, Dan. I think... I know Sean a little bit, and I really think he's a pretty special guy with a great future. Got a great background, obviously. His grandfather was John McVay, the general manager of the great 49ers teams, who was Bill Walsh's right-hand man. So this guy was kind of born into football and I think almost bred to be this person. And in his short time in the league, he's really worked with some people, I think, who he's learned a lot from, including John Gruden as well as Jay Gruden. And the results of what he's done with Kirk Cousins have been pretty impressive. So I think, you know, the background is pretty special with him, and he's got a presence, and I think he's got an ability to lead. You know, the downside is, yeah, he's only 30 years old, and, you know, his life experience is limited, and he's going to be put in a lot of situations he's never been in before. So there's no question when you hire a man of that age for a position like this, you are stepping out on a limb a little bit because you can't possibly project how he's going to respond in every situation. But I think certainly this man has a bright future. I have no doubt about that.
I just got a little confused when it was another Sean McSomething that got hired, because it was just Sean McDermott and now Sean McVay, and we barely have time to get these guys straight before some of these jobs are getting filled.
Well, and don't forget there's a McDaniels out there.
That's right, the Josh McDaniels possibility.
So, the Micks are taking over the NFL, I guess, is the lesson.
Dan, does the Chargers move say anything more about the NFL? Is there a larger story here regarding their move and what it says about building stadiums and all that sort of stuff right now?
You know, it's really puzzling to me, Barry, because I don't know that there's any winners in this story. I mean, I understand that it felt like they had to go because there was nothing left for them there, that they could not succeed there. They could not have a stadium built. I don't know if they're going to be able to succeed in Los Angeles. You know, you're talking about two teams did not support one team.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to. Yeah, I think we're going to have some phone problems there. We're going to pick up and see if we can improve the quality of the phone line there. But
the thing about L.A. is, if you don't win, they're not going to come watch you play.
Even if you do, they might not.
True.
That this is from what I was reading about how this happened, it's just sad. They didn't want to leave San Diego, and San Diego
They've been trying for 15 years.
They kind of rejected them, and they weren't going to pay for a stadium, and they really had no choice. So if I were answering your question, from what I understand, Barry, does this say anything larger about the NFL?
Well, that's what I was trying to get to.
Of course it does. If they can't dictate, if they can't go where they want and bigfoot everybody and stomp all over everybody like they used to, just because people were so addicted to football and taxpayers, I guess as we reestablish contact with Dan Pompey, maybe it just shows that as from a political perspective, that NFL football might not be the power that it used to be.
Yeah, you know, I think, like I was saying, it seems to me, guys, that there are really no winners in this thing. I think that the NFL is a loser because you've got a glut of teams in a market that has really shown they don't care to support the teams. You've got a market in L.A. that's a loser because now they've got two teams that are going to dominate their television time when L.A. actually has had better ratings for national games than local games. You've also got two teams that have struggled in recent years, and I don't know how close they are to turning things around. And then certainly I think really the San Diego Chargers are a loser because I don't know how they are going to be able to build a fan base in L.A. Given all the things they're competing with, including the Rams, including, you know, the L.A. lifestyle and the fact that they are a new team, basically. I don't think San Diego fans are going to follow them. You know, and the other thing is certainly San Diego is a loser because they have lost a team that has a lot of tradition in the city and a team that really has been a part of, I think, the identity of San Diego. So to me, this is it's a rough story for the NFL, and I don't know if there's a way for them to kind of dig themselves out of it or not.
All right, take a look at this weekend's games and rank them in the order of interest, and as you would have as a writer, an observer, as a fan.
Well, I think Green Bay-Dallas game is going to be number one. You know, you've got the marquee quarterback who's playing hotter than anyone in the league, Aaron Rodgers, and certainly the Green Bay Packers are America's darling, and the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. And they've been so good all season long. And, you know, you've got the great rookies, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, and that great offensive line. And, you know, I think it would not be a surprise to me at all if the winner of this game won the Super Bowl. So to me, that's number one. I think number two would probably be the Seahawks and the Falcons. I think, you know, you've got a team there in the Seahawks that's been there before, knows how to win. And then you've got the Falcons that have this explosive offense and this probable MVP in Matt Ryan. So, I mean, that's a good matchup. And then I think, you know, the other one, certainly Pittsburgh, Kansas City, with the great way that the Pittsburgh triplets is playing, and Kansas City obviously finishing the season strong. The only game that doesn't look like it's very good is, of course, the Patriots and the Texans.
What's your confidence level in a rookie quarterback in Dallas performing in this game? And on the other side, what's your confidence level in the Packers' ability to stop the run?
You know, Barry, I think people are talking about, you know, they expect Dak Prescott to play like a rookie in this game. I'm not sure why. I don't expect him to play like a rookie. I expect him to play like he's been playing all year long.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, you know, has been unlike any player maybe in the history of the league. I mean, very few like him anyway. He's broken the mold, and I think I would expect him to continue to play composed football just like he has all season long and help make plays. I mean, the only thing that I think could maybe get him out of his game is if the Cowboys were facing a big deficit and he had to start to try to take some risks the way he normally doesn't. I mean, that's one of the things the Cowboys have done very well, is kept him in games this year.
Yeah, I think I saw a stat that he's had 19 plays, or is it 19 passes, with Dallas down double-digit points this year?
Yeah. I mean, you know, in a sense, the running game has made it a lot easier for him than it would have been if he would have been the guy who's always was dependent on winning the game. So, you know, that's been a big deal. In terms of Green Bay stopping the run, I'm not sure anyone can stop that run. I mean, the great thing about Dallas is their will to run the ball. And they're doing it right every way you could do it right, starting with, you know, the snap and the handoff, and then certainly the great blocks, and then Ezekiel Elliott hitting the hole hard and able to get big plays in the second level. So I think they're going to get their running yards. It's just a matter of whether or not Green Bay can offset it with big passing plays.
Now, Barry was convincing when he talked about the desire to see a Patriots-Packers Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers playing at the top of his abilities, going up against Tom Brady and this team this year. However, I for somebody my age to be teased with the optics of Cowboys-Steelers in another Super Bowl that just feels big and looks like the Super Bowls I grew up with, that's kind of cool too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the potential is there to have a very good matchup in the Super Bowl, and a matchup that the NFL is going to like too, because you've got a lot of the big market or real traditional teams alive and looking strong. So I think it should be a very good January and February for the NFL. I find it difficult to believe that anyone other than the Patriots are going to be representing the AFC, but I guess you can't really dismiss the Steelers with the way that they've won before and the way they've got Big Ben. And I think the NFC might be a little bit more up for grabs, but certainly I think the Cowboys have to be considered the favorite.
There are those trying to make the case for Houston that they might be able to keep this game close because of their defensive line. Do you believe that even for a second?
No. I actually was at the game earlier in the year when the Patriots played the Texans with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, and you know, they waxed them pretty good in that game. I think the Texans are doing some things better now, especially on defense, than they were back then. But, you know, the Patriots, I mean, they're a machine, and I really think I actually wrote a story. I spent some time out there last week, wrote a story on how Tom Brady is playing arguably the best football of his life at the age of 39. It's out today on Bleacher Report. And, you know, last week on Friday, the Patriots were sprung for the weekend because they had the bye, and players all left. And out there on the backfield by Gillette Stadium, working late in the afternoon, on Friday afternoon, was Tom Brady. He had flown in Tom House, the throwing coach, mm-hmm. in California, to work with him and evaluate his mechanics. And, you know, I think it was a great anecdote and a great window into what makes Brady great. You know, he never, you know, he wasn't on a boat with Justin Bieber. He was sitting there working on his mechanics, even though he arguably was the most valuable player in the National Football League last year. And I think that's why he's so great, and I think that's why he is poised to have a great postseason.
What are you hearing about the viability of this four-team developmental league that might allow some players of college age to not have to play college football if they don't want to and still want to pursue a career?
Well, you know, we've seen these kinds of ideas before. The concept is great. I just don't know if you're going to be able to execute it. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, there are a lot of hurdles for something like this. And hurdle number one is finances and how you're going to keep it afloat. And it's not an easy thing. I mean, you know, for years the NFL has talked, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have some kind of developmental league that would benefit not only players, but even coaches and officials. You know, everyone could kind of get better while not being at front and center on the big stage. But it's never really been able to work out because of the finances. The league doesn't want to underwrite it, and, you know, no one else has been willing to take a loss on it. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
You know what I was thinking about, too? A couple people brought this up, and if you look at the football business right now, the NFL has already paid out $1 billion and counting in head injury and brain trauma lawsuits. The NCAA is facing some massive legal costs themselves. The moment you go into the football business, if you don't have some kind of complete waiver of legal responsibility that's already vetted ahead of time, aren't you just asking to be involved in one of these lawsuits down the road when the inevitable occurs and you just get named as a defendant in yet another class action brain trauma lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great thought, Dan. I think that's got to be considered a part of it. I mean, there's a lot of kind of hidden expenses with this kind of thing that goes beyond the, you know, I think they said they were going to pay players $50,000 to be part of the league. But you know, that's just the very beginning of something like this. And, you know, the other issue is where are your income streams going to come from? And, you know, are people going to be willing to pay to watch this? And, you know, I think it's going to be a long, hard climb for this league myself.
All right, Dan, we appreciate your time and look forward to reading what you write about the weekend's games.
See you, Dan.
And I think we lost contact again.
A 30-second Super Bowl ad this year, $5 million.
Wow. The National Banana Growers Association is going to buy one to lecture you individually on banana purchase timing. Don't point that menacingly at me.
You don't know that was menacingly, necessarily.
Why haven't you eaten anything you brought yet?
I don't know. I'm not hungry, I guess.
You have a sandwich, you have a banana, and you brought it in 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I was just not hungry. I got my coffee. I don't know. If I get hungry, I'll eat something.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I wake up, and the first thing I think about is how I can make sure I have exactly what I want to eat for every meal. I know, and I generally know. I know exactly what I want for dinner from the moment I wake up, and then I get obsessed with it.
Yeah, I probably won't even eat dinner.
I don't think you're human. I really don't. It's just, it's annoying at this point. He's Barry Rosner.
That's what I'm here for. Then my work here is done. And apparently it is.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
And you're not sleeping happy if you are not on one of these spectacular mattresses from Mattress Firm. And it's even happier when you know that you're getting 50% off select floor models and up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. It's the new year. That means you got to clear out the 2016 models, making room for the 2017 inventory. Queen sets as low as $179.99 for a limited time. A free box spring with select mattress purchases. That's right, a free box spring. And for a limited time, you can get a free $500 gift with the purchase of a Tempur-Pedic mattress and select Tempur Ergo adjustable bases. I have the Tempur-Pedic Breeze. I have the adjustable base, and it's life-changing. And you think about the fact you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. Why not? Experience the custom collection. It's crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. Those are the luxury lines. Tempur-Pedic, like I mentioned, Beautyrest, and Stearns and Foster. There's